Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing, or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.
All right, we're delighted to be joined here on the Big Red Bench. Well, by no stranger to the Big Red Bench, Mel Brown, how are you keeping?
Good, and it's weird to be sitting here in studio with you, not over the phone. Something different for Saturday, bro.
It's actually the first time I think this has happened, is it?
Yeah, I think this is our first time meeting.
I think so. Well, we're meeting in I don't know what type of circumstances. Yeah. Limerick do have the Munster title, headed back to Shannon's side, where it ended the course in the park. 2-17 to Cork, 1-21 to them. Mel, your thoughts a week after now a game?
A week on, and I'm still not happy. I'm not saying the better team lost, but I'm just saying it was a different game to what we're used to between Cork and Limerick. Like, if you counted how many minutes the ball was in play, I'd say it wasn't even a full half.
The better team won, I would say.
Yeah, definitely the more strategic team anyway. Whatever way you want to take that. But like, Cork's big issue again, 1-6 from play. No score, hardly in the second half. I think it was the goal from Bryce Hayes in 38 minutes. Like, it's getting a small bit concerning, is our lack of just clinical finishing of a game.
Well, there definitely at times we fail time and time again to play for a full 70 minutes. And while that forward line, and I'll often praise it, is absolutely stacked, Jesus, only one or two of them who really put in a good performance at the weekend. We maybe won't get into names, but I think Dermot Healy had a good game, in fairness to him.
Yeah.
Look, he got the goal. Was he brilliant apart from that? I'm not too sure. It's worrying, I think, was it? From 38 minutes on, we didn't get a score from play. So alarm bells have to be ringing, but alarm bells would have to be ringing in the Limerick camp as well. This Cork team, as poor enough as they were on that day, only lost that match by a point, which I do find incredible. It was Limerick's poor shooting accuracy that did keep Cork in it. But this, people are so doom and gloom about it. I was even talking to yourself, and you seemed a bit doom about it. Look, let the Limerick fans have their day. Look, planting flags and their fans setting off flares inside in the ground. They think they've already won the final. We will catch them in July. Dara Fitz has to come back into this team. We will not play that badly again.
Definitely not. And like you talked about shooting accuracy there, I think it was Matthew Hurley of Gaelic Sapmans. Like, Cork's conversion rate was 83% while Limerick's was 55%. Like, we didn't create as much chances, but the ones we did create, I think we only had about 6 misses all day between frees and from play, whereas Limerick, I don't have the statistic here, but like, it was a lot higher. So I do think, like, there's good things coming in the team. As you said, Fitzgibbon's back, Tommy O'Connell and Mahoney are obviously out for the Offaly game next week, but we'll have them back, touch wood, if we are to beat Offaly. And I think come the 19th of July, if it's ourselves in Limerick, we won't fear them. They won't fear us. We've played them 3 times this year now, obviously down in Limerick in the league. They got the better of us. But we beat them by 4 or 5 points in the park this year in round robin. Lost by a point down one of our probably better players, Sean O'Donoghue, obviously taken off after keeping Aaron Glan scoreless throughout the game after getting a yellow card. So like, I think come Croke Park, we won't fear them.
Glan could never be kept scoreless though, as we all know.
He was. He didn't score.
I know, but oh, yeah. They want the Limerick fans. The rhetoric surrounding Gillan that he could never, ever be kept scoreless. But in fairness to Sean, he was absolutely incredible. And to be fair, to the Cork defence, and I do have my worries about them at times, I thought they were incredible at the weekend. Same with the Limerick defence. Mm-hmm. I thought the defence has gone on top. And normally it's the forwards who get all the plaudits. But to be fair, that Cork defence stood up really for the most part against Limerick.
Kept them in the game, definitely. Like, our scoring, it was a very low scoring game for a game of hurling. What was it, 121-2?
It was like a game of football in the first half.
Mental. And like, obviously we've seen Nicky Quay get man of the match at the end of the game, but Collins made 4 amazing saves to keep Cork in that game the dying minutes. I think it was it Shane O'Brien or Aidan O'Connor coming in the 65th or 66th minute. We were up 2 or 3 points at that stage and Collins made an amazing save. Like, there were some questions about his puck outs. I was down in Park Cueve in the terrace. The wind, you couldn't, no matter what way he booked it, there was going to be some, like, it was never going to be 100% accurate. And Nicky Quaid was the same. His puckouts weren't going to his.
I just think his tree went out over the line. And then and come from the crowd and they get on his back. But I think Pat can hold his head high and say he's had a good championship so far this year. And I'm feeling a lot more confident with him in goal. I feel like the nerves can get some more so than maybe an Asher Don Log, but maybe understandable given some set of circumstances. But to be fair to Collins, even his shot stopping, I think, this year has gotten better.
Definitely, definitely. And like, I think the abuse he got last year was slightly unwarranted, and this year he's definitely turned around himself. Was it the league? Correct me now if I'm wrong here. Did Ben O'Connor try out a new goalie this year, the first two games of the league?
He did.
Even at that, like Pat Collins, obviously alarm bells are going to be somewhat ringing in your head, but he just turned around. And I thought, if Cork had won, he'd have been up there for my man in the match, I think, despite three or four kind of wayward puckouts.
Yeah, it was Paddy O'Sullivan. Look, well, someone who's talked about after the game anyway, whether it's warranted or not, is James Owen, the referee on the day. I've never seen so much talk around a referee. I think it was Maddie Clerkin, I think. I can't remember what paper publication he writes for. He went through every single one of his refereeing decisions. And is that bad to be putting on a referee in today's modern world where everyone's so eager to get on each other's backs?
Yeah, I think the amount of talk about him after was unwarranted. Throughout the game, maybe people can say, oh, for God's sake, whatever. But I think it's the media nearly pushing this narrative of the ref more so than the fans. Like, I was walking out of Park Cleeve talking to Limerick fans, Cork fans, and everyone said, while he wasn't, we'll say, up to the standard of refereeing we're used to seeing in Championship, he was consistent throughout the game. Like, people were complaining about the lack of Cork frees. I think we only got four less, or we conceded four more frees than them. Like, we're on about the penalty there that Limerick should have been given. I'm putting quote marks up here. You don't think it was
that was not a bit. They're whinging about that penalty should have been given for the Hull of Bryne. It was different. John Milan in the indoor pod said he saw coming down from the city end, and it was the Bull O'Brien was the one who initiated the contact. And you can clearly see if he was any more horizontal, looking back, he'd have been tucked up in bed. Nah, I don't know what they're on about. As well as the one at the end,
Hegarty,
with the minutes over. Himself coming through, Ralph Wiggum through the window into Tim O'Mahony, and Tim O'Mahony's out with a dead leg now for the next time. For Christ's sake, like, you can't win.
Desperate. Now, I will say, maybe Cork didn't do themselves favours at the end of the game. To a fan looking in, if you see four or five big Cork lads surrounding James Owens, you're like, what's going on? But Ben and Mark have explained it throughout the media this week at the launch of the All-Ireland Championship. They were just checking. They weren't notified it was the last puck of the game. Someone said it's not their job to ask, but like,
Will O'Donoghue knew.
That's what Ben O'Connor said. That's good for him. Like, you know, like, I don't know, are Cork meant to be looking up at the time on the board? Like, they're playing a game of hurling, like, they're not going to be checking how much time's gone in the 5 minutes.
And this thing about chatting to the referees as well, that we're not allowed to chat. Will O'Donoghue be chatting at them all game, but they get a pass because there seems to be some golden boys of hurling.
Yeah.
I don't know. John Kiley's work and Cian Lynch's work in the media paying dividends to Limerick at the weekend. I hope it doesn't happen again. And Ben was wise to it at the end. He said, look, we'll have to work on that and we'll see how things go forward. I expect to hear a lot more from Ben in the media maybe over the next couple of weeks.
Definitely. And one thing I did notice about Cian Lynch throughout the game, anytime anything happened, he'd be straight over to James Owens. Like, I know it's not rugby. We don't need your captain going over every minute to check up and things. Like, I just thought that was a bit much. And free the end of the game. Like, were Cork silly to play? You think if...
They were silly. They were silly.
But was it Coleman? It was Coleman who got the puck of the ball. If he had taken it...
If he let it in, it would have been a low play out, I think. But the better team did win on the day. I don't think we can blame the ref for the result. We can probably feel a small bit hard done by, and it was just that type of game. What did you make of the resulting aftermath and the worst fears of the Limerick fans invading our pitch? Our lovely pitch did happen.
I didn't like it now, and I won't lie, but I thought the worst for me was Darragh O'Donovan, just purely because if any Cork man had done that down in...
Planted the flag,
ridiculous. I just thought, like, people say, it's only in jest, it's only this, it's only that. It's still so slightly disrespectful.
The narrative around that, if it was the other way around in the Gaelic grounds.
I text Dan straight after the game and I said, this wouldn't happen if it was the other way around. I just thought...
Cork player be slated from high heaven and the resulting riot that would have ensued afterwards.
Yeah, we'd have been called arrogant, ignorant, every name under the sun. But I think sometimes... people just don't like Cork. I think that's the issue here. We can complain about it, but you're people right. Don't like Cork, like, winning. Not that we win much anyway. Like, we win one Munster final,
They're jealous
years.
Of our fan base, and they're jealous that they could never replicate Premier League capacity stadiums every single week in, week out.
Yeah.
And look, we don't want to be lifting the best fans trophy again this year. We want to be lifting the Liam McCarthy. We're still in it to win it. Darragh O'Donovan, he went too early with the flag. He has to be careful because, as I know from social media down the years, you don't go too early. That is going to come back to bite him on July the 19th. Yeah. I know it is. Where else are we going to go here? Nicky Quaid, what type of performance did you think he had?
I thought he was good. Now, I won't lie. What did he make? Four or five saves throughout the game. His puck out's quite good. Like, he probably is the best goalie we've seen in the modern game. And I think he proved it on Sunday. Like,
I probably think he's the best goalkeeper of all time. Again, I was saying I wasn't really around for the Fitzhenry era. A lot of people would applaud him as the best goalkeeper, but Quaid, for me, I think he has to be right up there, if not the best. Any other takeaways from the match that you want to get to?
Not really. I think my big one we touched on is O'Donoghue keeping Galan scoreless. That was just a massive one for me. And just, obviously, next game against Offaly. Sold out game. Once again, 15 in a row. But we are down Tommy O'Connell and Tim O'Mahony.
I know. But look, we can talk about numbers and their support. The only one that does matter is Liam McCarthy, unfortunately, in July. I think we're actually better said. We have a nice one now against Offaly. You're getting Darragh Fitz back into the fold as well, so he's not coming in cold into a semi-final against Galway, which it would be. What are you expecting from Offaly? Like, 1-40, Cork is extremely disrespectful, in my opinion. They put more of a game thrust than people think, I'd say.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a tip-top handy game that people are expecting. Like, we saw what happened to Limerick last year in the quarterfinal when they got too cocky. Like, I do think we have to have a level of respect for Offaly, but, like, you'd be hoping 7-8 points. I don't think Offaly will lie down. I think Turles will suit them. I think the style of hurling we play will suit them, but I would think, like, if Cork aren't coming out there with, like, a 7-8 point win, I would be slightly worried for the Galway game, truthfully.
Galway in a semi, how do you view that one? I think they'll set up in a way that we don't like either, which won't be any harm if we are to win the All-Ireland.
Yeah, I do think, I said it on the Saturday before the most final, I do think it's the easier route, no disrespect to either teams, but you can never, like, Leinster teams do have an easier route to All-Irelands. They've had a lot handier games, a lot less injuries. Like, we've seen, is it the training or the games they're playing, but, like, Munster teams are just getting a lot more injuries. So I do think that Galway game,
Clare or Dublin could catch Limerick too, like.
Yeah, you think if Clare got one more crack at Limerick in semi-final, like, the hurt they've had in Munster finals in recent years, like, that will just drive them on. They've slipped through Munster. They've been no talk of them, and now they're in it. They're one game away from a semi-final against Limerick. They're probably biggest rivals. The one team they can't overcome, they won't lie down easily, like.
Right, well, we'll have to wait and see in the coming weeks. Mel, lovely to have you in studio and meet for the first time.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, thanks to Mel.
Lovely stuff.
The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.